You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
Okay, we're gonna have Melville on the lawn.
Miss Walsh.
The fake okays are so much harder than the real okays.
Yeah, well, you don't want the Taiwanese government to come knock down the door and do a fucking safety check.
Last thing I need. They're like, Wellness check. Everything looks good, except your boyfriend screamed really loud at noon for some reason. Causing disturbances. Yeah, so I'm still in Taiwan. Maybe flying home soon. TBD on U.S. government things. We haven't done a real pod.
You're just deciding to stay. You're just like, fuck
yeah,
it.
You know what? Just moving in.
I'm Chinese now.
We haven't done a real pod together in a while.
Standard issue pod.
Just a fucking pod. There's been games, and we pod, and we go again, and then there's like one day, and then there's more games. So I guess it's not that standard, but
yeah. Well, we'll see if we still have it. I don't know. TBD.
I think we do. The Cup starts in game week 24.
What's that?
So that's the FML FPL Annual Cup. I don't know how many years we've been doing it. Maybe four, maybe five, maybe more.
I think more than that.
Yeah, very possibly more. Basically a big fucking cup tournament for all our Patreon subscribers. I'll put the link in the show notes. You have to sign up, subscribe to us on Patreon, and then there's like a form that you fill out. And once you do that, you will be added to the cup by Cup Daddy James, shout out to James. And it starts on the 24th. If you don't sign up by then, you're not in the cup. And you should be in the cup because it's a great time of year.
Yeah, it's fun. It's just like a bracket style. You know, we got a shell.
Group stages, brackets, Discord. It just pops off.
So. It's something to live for.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's really it. What it is.
It should be fun.
Also, what the fuck just happened in the Wolves-Man United game? I went to sleep. Man United are cruising up 2-0. I'm like, I don't need to watch this. It's 5:30 in the morning. I need a little bit of sleep before pod. And then I wake up and it was 3-4. What the fuck?
Yeah, everyone just got drunk, basically. That's what actually seemed to have occurred. People were drunk, stumbling around, and goals happened very late on, and it was insane. Wolves are a fucking... I don't know what to make of this team, but this is Manchester United Football Club, you know. I just say that sometimes. Do you do that when you're just by yourself?
So, oh, yeah.
This is Manchester United Football Club. I just say it like
this
a few times.
This is Manchester United.
This is Manchester United Football Club. And then Ten Hag's obviously sell every time they pull a victory from the jaws of a draw or defeat, he celebrates like he wins the World Cup and the Holland like presidential election at the same time. And it's just like a random ass game against the bottom 10 team. It's just like, what is going on? It has
zero effect on league standings. And maybe, maybe secures his job a little bit more. I don't know.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, and the hat, like he keeps persisting with the hat. It's speaking of fucking wellness checks. Was he still wearing the
paperboy hat?
I mean, come on, what do you even call that? Clown.
I don't know. I don't know what to call that.
It's fucking Bagger Vance hat. The Legend of Bagger Vance.
That's what it is. Yeah, that's what it is. I never even saw the movie, and I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's not great. Don't. You're not missing out. You're not missing out on much.
All right, let's look at Team. Let's look team at Team Walsh here.
Team Walsh. Yeah, you know.
Oh, I did Team Walsh first.
55 points.
I need to like zoom out.
Captain Kev. I saved, which ended up being. We'll come on to it, but I was agonizing as I often do over my transfers, but I just ended up saving and doing nothing. And that I think was probably the best case scenario from the things I was considering. So I have two frees now, which is nice.
I know you were looking hard at Jota, but which player were you most looking at transferring out? It was Saka, right?
Well, yeah, I think the earlier thing was if I got him in for Chukwuemeka. Hodling Chukwuemeka is a very important thing, I feel like, at this moment. But I would have benched Palmer, which I was very, into doing, but I didn't, obviously, because I didn't have anyone alternatively to play. And we'll, I'm sure, come on to that later as well. But that would have netted me a few points, like if I did that. But as we talked about, I would have given the points right back, because if I'm hitting Holland in, then I'm...
Yeah.
I would have so that's one of those.
I mean, you had a red arrow, but you barely went down.
The same.
Yeah, basically gray. And I just have always believed, like, in weeks where you take a hit or weeks when you save, gray arrow is a great result because it's like resource management, right? Like, you did not sacrifice any of your resources, you actually gained resources. And you stayed the same, and now you're in a better spot moving forward. So
I don't buy into that at all. Any week you get a red arrow is a bad week. Period. I don't give a fuck what resources you're using or saving or exchanging.
Okay, I thought you were a StarCraft guy, but I guess you're just a fucking green arrow only guy. I don't know.
That's what I want to be. How about you? Yeah. How'd you do this week?
62. My first green arrow since early December. I've just been on the opposite of a heater. Yeah, whole Jalf, Great player,
took
great
two
pick.
Shots. Scored two
shots,
goals.
Two goals. Two good chances and two good goals. I mean, if you have an elite finisher, you just find him in the box and you get goals. Yeah. So that's all you need.
Bank the clean sheet.
Bank the clean. Easy. My defense is kind of funny. -1.01.
Yeah, I mean, look at you at eight guys this week, low key, chilling.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I went up 30K, which is not insignificant, but I had 6 out of my 7 attackers return. But I guess everyone just had that this week. And then basically no one got defender points this week. So, because I was kind of wondering, like, how am I only up 30K? Like, I hit cap, like, it wasn't a haul, but we both hit cap on Kev, and 6 out of my 7 attackers return, including 2 double digits. But, like, I have chalk guys. I mean, I have chalk guys for a reason. They're good picks, but. Everyone, if you didn't have one of my attackers, you have Rich. If you didn't have Rich or one of my attackers, you have Jota. And it's just like everyone kind of just canceled each other out this week, I think.
Yeah, teams are extraordinarily similar in this moment, it feels like.
Yeah.
Where you're really looking at most, you have two different attackers from another team if you're looking at, active players. And then in defense, there's more variability, but
they're
low scorers anyway. So what are we really doing there? A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Defense is maybe, though.
Kaminsky just keeps hauling for me on the bench.
I mean, I don't know what I have to do to get you to fucking start playing him, but we'll see.
Home Brighton, I don't know.
Yeah.
I know. But yeah, it's, there's the obvious group that are just super highly owned by like everyone, like the Foden, Ali, Saka, Palmer, Poro, Dom, I think. But then, yeah, like you said, I mean, there's a few other spots. Do you have Rich? Do you have Jota? You know, some people are selling Bowen, Kev, obviously, but that's it. I mean, that's everyone's attack right now. Everyone's going to be getting in the same guys. We say it every year. It's the thing I hate most about the double game week part of the season. Everyone's getting Haaland, obviously. He's the best attacker in the game, but also they have a double. Mo's going to be back soon. Liverpool are probably going to have a double. Everyone's going to be fucking ripping their teams up to get Mo, yada, yada, yada. And so it's just is what it is.
Yeah.
I yearn for a game where, like, I could have Eze and I don't have to logically transfer out Rash out of my midfield, but, like, that's just not this game.
Yeah. It could be if you want it to be, though. Counterpoint. You could click and do the button clicking.
Hit out Saka for Eze, you know, anytime I want.
And profit.
It's fucking and profit. Stupid. Yeah.
Profit.
Yeah. I'm going to skip I was just going to skip the January mug winners because, I don't know, website's still updating. And okay.
Don't forget to update the league for next month.
Yeah. I got to do that. But yeah, I don't know. There's hits taken. I think Walshy won one of the mugs, but I need to do it later and I'll DM the people who won mugs. But what were you going to say? Cool.
That was it. Just don't forget reset it for because tomorrow's like the only day. And then it's new game week. So
one day. Yeah. New month. All right, dude. So where do we begin here? Haaland?
I don't mean, I think there's one place I wanted to start today. I just haven't stopped being able to think about, and this is very typical of me, but I mean, unless you were living under a rock, like the FPL community today, right? Where, you know, all this, you know, we watch the games and Neil Mappe.
I was hoping you would start here, actually.
Does the fucking celebration when his team is absolute dog shit to go 1-0 up in like the 10th minute. What do you think is going to happen? Yeah. It's just insane. Like this fucking little rat fuck. Like what is his deal? I don't understand him. I need like an expose. I want like, you know how Athletic does like those huge articles, like the 50,000 word art. Can we get some type of study on this little guy? I don't understand.
Nice. Someone send me I don't know what you would even call it. Highlight package, I guess, when it's Neil of him. Just all the shit housing and like a few good goals. And it was just like, what is this? I've never seen a 2-minute highlight reel that included like 4 goals and the rest is just shit housing. But you know, that is Neil.
It's crazy.
He continued the shit housing after the match too.
Yeah.
Didn't end in the match. I don't know if you saw that. He never stops.
Yeah.
He literally never turns it off.
He does not ever stop under any circumstances.
What's he like at home?
That's what I'm saying. I want to know, what is this fucking guy? Like, doesn't everyone just hate him?
Or he's just, it's his thing and he's just like a sweetie pie.
He's like a wrestler or something. Like, it's just
shtick. That's what I mean. He's
like
a heel.
Oh, it's Neil. It's like McGinn, like wearing the chicken suit, like a fucking dumb idiot.
There you go. Yeah.
And they're like, look, haha. And like, oh, he's doing the darts, like in the away.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, what?
I don't know. Yeah, Tony seemed to love it, right? Tony wasn't like got rolling his eyes like, dude, get it together.
Well, is he a good judge of character? Ivan Tony?
Great judge of character. Never done a thing wrong.
Ethically uncompromising Ivan Tony.
Also, low-key just scoring every single week
every single
since coming
game.
Back. You know, he's just so
the
good.
The Mappe. I watched it many times, the, like, highlight of him like the goal and just watching his like peel away I'm like, what is this guy doing?
Also, crazy. when did it become like everyone does that now against Spurs?
Well, because everyone it's Maddo, like everyone's trying to out,
but like
Maddo
hasn't played in fucking 3 months. No one cares about Spurs. They're like
Neil's
gives a shit.
Neil cares. Neil's watching. Neil's taking receipts.
I just mean it's like people do like Ronaldo Sue. It's like, okay, he's like the second best player of all time. Like, whatever, you know, that I understand. But like Neil, yeah, Neil cannot ever forget that 3 months ago, Matto did one dart celebration. Who gives a shit about Matto and Spurs? It's like, what?
Fucking Neil. Know.
I thought it was fucking hilarious. That game was wild to begin with. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
And so you wanted to talk about Holland more seriously, on a more serious note? You wanted to talk about Holland? Yeah,
serious. It's just...
This is deadly serious. This is our life we're talking
deadly
about.
Deadly serious.
This is a matter of life or death.
You know, before Holland, maybe we should talk about Kyle Walkergate. Because I really think I'm going to stop making a fail content. Starting right now. I have to stand up for the other content creators who shall never be criticized and never be questioned.
Dude. I cannot. I cannot. I do not even want to go into
what the
this.
Fuck is going on.
I don't. I mean, people will be undefeated forever. That's all we can say about that. But back to serious matters where our identity
matters.
And our entire reputations and integrity are hinging upon our FPL, our expert FPL analysis here. And we must maintain our listenership's loyal regard.
People are going to turn this off if we don't get to Holland soon. You realize
that? Oh my God. Should we keep...
It's been like 15 minutes.
Should we talk about Holland now?
I think we got to talk about Holland.
Oh my God.
Goes so, one yeah, man I mean, without mentioning Holland.
Came back in rusty, obviously.
Very rusty.
At Brentham, under the lights Monday night. Is it too cute to wait another week, or is it
playing
with fire?
Yeah, that was Halvard's question. Yeah. Like, can we actually just wait another week? And then the other question is, you know, Jeff, Cherry, others asking about who do we actually sell between Jalv, Ollie, Dom, Darwin, who are all good picks. And
which
all
good
have
pick
good
do we sell for the best pick?
Yeah, the best pick who may not start. And if he does start, may not play more than 60. So it's like, it's really annoying. I mean, some people did it this week.
Oh, yeah. And some people captained him.
Yeah, I don't know. Shout out to them, but like,
shout out to those Red Arrows. I wonder if they're having a good week. It depends if they hit or not, or if they saved. Right, I guess.
Jalv to Holland transfers that's a painful one to take. Yeah. I mean, I think he should be in, but it's not like this is like some banker, and it's not like there's really any indication that he's ready to start. Aside from the fact that I thought he looked. While rusty, I thought he looked fit, right? I mean, he's like going for balls in the air. He looked fast. He was getting in the box. Normal opportunities for him where he would get shots off that might be goals. He just kind of fucked the shots up.
Yeah.
And then it's, you know, so it's he has a little bit of rest, and then they play Tuesday, and then
midweek.
A decent amount of rest before the Saturday game home Everton.
Do they not have a cup midweek? I don't know. Those are the replay games.
Yeah, I think it's just replays before a Champions League week. So he'll definitely, I feel confident to be like, he'll definitely get a start minimum before a Champions League game. Because Pep's going to want his best team playing in the Champions League. And he's going to want, you know, the rhythm and all that stuff. Is he already immediately back for this game? Does he need him for this game? Or does he just do what he did with Kevin, give him another appearance off the bench, maybe start him home Everton? That seems more likely to me, but we're all just fucking guessing.
Yeah.
We're all just fucking Matto throwing little dartboards, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I didn't really think that hard about him not starting. I just thought he'd be back starting, and the minutes would be managed from that point on, because the injury is different than, I mean, Kevin has had the same muscle injury for fucking 2 years, so. Yeah. But, like, you know, with Holland, it sounded more like, you know, the stress fracture kind of thing, where it's a little bit more pain, and once it subsides and goes away, then you're kind of fine, and it is building fitness. I mean, I figured he was, in my head, I was just like, oh, he's gonna start Brentham, and he's going to play some number of 60 to 80 minutes or whatever.
Could. Yeah, he could. It's just, there's so many factors that we don't know, and there's no way of knowing them. So yeah, I just, I think it's still like very much up in the air.
I think it's too cute waiting. If you have an easy route, I think where it would get more interesting is if you're hitting. Yeah, I think if you're hitting, you can maybe, for you, I think you could talk yourself into it a little bit easier to not go this week and go next week and save, so you're not throwing 4 points away, especially because you're probably not feeling great about capping him against Brenham.
Which is a good segue, because who are we feeling good about captain this week? And Palmer?
Yeah, well, that's a too, Arsenal, that's too or much Liverpool, of a segue.
Arsenal or home, Liverpool. Yeah, I guess I'm not too ready far to get topic, on that segue.
Dude, we literally have this topic at the end of the podcast of who are you captaining?
Fine.
Can you fucking wait, dude?
Holland.
But for me, you know, my plan was always Watkins to Holland, but now I'm also saying, I'm like, God, he's playing Chef U. Like, am I going to really fucking tit this guy off before he plays Chef U, even though he's fucking terrible and they suck away and blah, 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 blah. But it's Chef U or barely a team.
It's also, and they've been really all of open. His fixtures.
Yeah. I mean, Ollie's he, just, they just have
a very
in.
Good run for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, but my God, Chef U against my team this week was.
Yeah, well, how were they?
Oh my God, dude. It was joke. It was a fucking joke what they were up to. There was no shape. So there bad. Was no cohesion. It was just everyone was sixes and sevens everywhere. And it was wild. Like, we only scored three and we could have scored five if we had
completed
more than
some
two
more
players.
Passes and got more shots off. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Pedro from the Arsenal Opinion podcast, and I am hyped about the title running. Can Arsenal pit Pep and Klopp? Will our young squad be described as mentality monsters? Is Mikel Arteta truly a generational saucy manager? Come and join us on the Arsenal Opinion podcast to follow the boys on this historic 2024 Premier League title running and hear analysis of the games, the hottest transfer rumours, the Arsenal culture, and the business of football. 3 times a week exclusively on the Sports Social Podcast Network. Search the Arsenal Opinion now and come and join the fun.
I mean, it is one of those where, for me, you know, I am rethinking and reconsidering, and obviously we don't have a lot of time, but I have two frees and I could do one move and float again kind of thing, you know, and give Ollie the Chef U game and then do it the next week when
Why
I probably
does it have
would
to be
captain
Ollie
him.
For you. Like, you could do Darwin. You could do, who's your other forward? You have Darwin.
Sell Darwin?
I mean, you could. You could sell anyone.
Oh my God, what is this?
All these
insanity.
Great picks, who, and none of them are as good as Holland, you know?
Sell Darwin? What are you talking about?
I'm just
you're
saying
trying
you
to
could.
Sabotage my team right now. That's what you're doing. I can
I'm just
see through
you, could.
You.
Darwin with a completely normal blank this week. Just a normal two-pointer that happens. All the time.
2 points. 2 points. 2 points. There's no way I'm selling Darwin. That's completely off the table. And Solanke just feels...
He's so good, too.
Yeah. It's
They're the all fucking good.
It's the biggest thing with me with Ollie is just, you know, he has one route to points, and his Open team's play. Not that good. Like, it's just, he has a lot more unchecked boxes, and he just feels like, to me, the worst option.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's this, it's again, you know, with Darwin, it's the same thing that we've been talking about with him over the last handful of games is that, you know, he could hit the crossbar 38 million fucking times. When he's putting up that much volume, I don't fucking care.
It's ridiculous.
You know, it's he's going to accidentally score points as he did against Bournemouth. And this is a more normal game for him. Obviously, his level is hitting the crossbar, not scoring goals, as he's repeatedly shown all year. And that's
You're such
fine.
A hater. You're like a quiet hater.
Yeah.
He's great.
I mean,
he's so good.
Yeah. It's, I mean, you can't perform at a more under level than watching Darwin play. He's the best, worst thing ever. And
he's so good.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing.
So that's Darwin's just an easy hold for me for probably. Yeah.
So would you consider selling Dom? I mean,
no.
Dom again. No. I mean, like, Dom's goal was just a complete gift. And then Bournemouth kind of just stuttered second half. I mean, I love Dom and, you know, I love my cherries, but.
I don't think enough can be said about the specter of having the fixture, but the specter of just having a free goal being able to be given to you on a silver platter when you're comparing him to Watkins.
Yeah, like, it's hard to wrap your head around.
They're basically the exact same open play asset to me on a team. I mean, Bournemouth probably attacked more than Villa if you're looking at it in that context. At
least comparable, yeah.
Yeah, and he has, like, if he gets one pen in the next 6 game weeks, that might be just plenty to outscore him. And he could get 2 or 3, you know, like we saw Palmer get 4 in 5 games. You know, you never know when that happens. And with Watkins, you know, he just doesn't have that. So we see him, I mean,
he's incapable
I mean, if only everyone could finish like McSauce, but same with Watkins, like he just misses chances all the time. And, you know, his like real biggest output ceiling upside is like 8-9, really. You know, I mean, you look at him and.
I mean, that's not his ceiling, but that's his like normal. That's his norm is one return, basically. Open play.
Obviously, I mean, he's had the 50 million return game. What was it? The 23 pointer against Brighton, right? He had that game.
So long ago. Yeah.
But ultimately, I mean, other than that, he hasn't scored more than one goal in a game. I mean, it's hard to brace an open play, especially when you're a team that really just controls possession a lot more and doesn't just all out attack and doesn't have so much creativity in it, which is what Villa is.
I think you're right. I'm just kind of playing devil's advocate. Yeah.
So it's still Ollie is the worst. I mean, to me, it's more like Solanke is a closer with Tony, because I think Tony is just strictly better. In all senses, like he's just a better version of Dom for FPL strictly. You know, he's more expensive. It costs a transfer, like yada, yada, yada. The fixtures are different, but you know, the fixtures are pretty tough for Brenham. And even though they do have the double coming up, but you know, I think Tony is an interesting look there because.
Yeah. And then,
I mean, he just Kane's 18 points and he's fucking always scores. It's insane.
So that's the answer. And I think I agree with you, but I think I would still, I mean, I'm in this situation. You're not. I think I would still sell Jalve ahead of Ollie. Assuming you can do that. Assuming people are just sitting on it.
That's not even close.
Okay. Yeah. I just didn't know how you felt about that.
No, not at all close.
As good as Jalve was, and over the course of the season, he's obviously just been great. I mean, City are where they are because he's been good in stepping in. But, you know, Kev back, Holland back, the minutes are going to start. I mean, he was a backup for 75% of the season last year. And I think he will settle back into that role.
Oh, I mean, I think that's, he could. I think it's more you have to make the play of, you know, we're going to be dealing with unknown information moving forward with Kevin Batt. The squad's fit.
In a million games.
Million games. So, you know, you're looking at Jal. Let's just look him to Ollie, right? When they had Haaland, you know, yes, you know, Jal point dodging, we've made fun of him all year. And his underlings have also been fairly underwhelming, but he's not on any direct free kicks anymore. You know, we saw him get one or little things from that, you know, with Kevin back, and he's not obviously going to be on pens anymore with Haaland back. He obviously falls into this peripheral role. I mean, he was ticking along when he was playing consistently every game. Good. His upside is Ollie, and his downside is he doesn't play. So,
Exactly. Like that's a perfect way to put it. You know? Yeah, his upside is like 2 assists.
And Ollie is just sitting there. He's like, I'm literally Ollie Watkins. Like, I am me. So there's not like a comparison, you know?
Yeah. So I'm with you on the order of operations. It's just whether I'm going to take the hit or not is the question, which I put by. I knew that I was putting myself into this position. I just felt like there was an opportunity there with Kevin.
Yeah.
Went for it. I guess it didn't really work because I probably would have captained Jalve if I didn't do the Kev move. So I lose points there and I have to take it. But I don't think it was bad or dumb. And, you know, now I got to figure it out. Because if I do want to do Jalve to Haaland, which I probably will do, I mean... I don't have that much time to think about it, but I probably will want to do that. Then I need to make 1.7 million somewhere.
Easy.
And yeah, I mean, it could be Sokka.
Isn't Poro the easy one for you? The obvious one?
Yeah, could be Poro, could be Sokka, could be Foden, could be Ollie, I think are all in play.
Who would you go to from Ollie to make that money? Is there someone that you, because you can afford Tony?
Yeah, sadly can't afford Tony. I mean,
is there a good play there for you? Probably not. In the seven and under range?
Flying. Fucking Hoyland.
Hoyland's
flying. It'd probably be like João Pedro. It's not very pretty.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that's the
most. Okay. I mean, I actually do really like him, but after getting fucking tonked 4-0 by Luton and he's flagged, it's like, yeah. It's not a feels good move. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, they're
so maybe, a little it, bit too maybe it shouldn't be Ollie, but yeah. You know, I think Foden is very much on this list too. I just think he's now a bad
very,
pick.
Yeah, very like just you're hoping for an assist. I mean, he's not going to get central. He's not going to shoot much. He's going to be doing a lot of decoy shit. Yeah, I think Foden's firmly on the sell list.
Yeah,
the issue with that more is that, you know, he's going to play and they have a double.
Yeah.
And so, but he's a coverage pick. Like, this is a coverage pick.
Complete coverage pick. And also, I think the double is like classic hostage situation.
Yeah, he'll play one game or maybe 90 or maybe like 120 best case kind of thing. And like, it's like, what are
just
we doing?
Looking at guys I could afford there. Like, Gordon is home Luton at NFO, home Bournemouth. Like, Gordon just has unbelievable fixtures except Arsenal.
Well, and, you got to go to Palace that. On that.
Eze, Elise, boom. Yeah. You know, I mean, there's a ton
I feel
of guys.
So there's hard like, done by that.
What?
Like the whole the confluence. Remember how fucking insane I was going about getting Eze and Olise and the confluence of like him getting injured, then Mo, then this, and like all these dominoes fell. And I watched it and I was just like, God, there's the alternate universe where I have both of them and now I have none of them. And I'm so sad.
Two double digits. Yeah. I mean, I think like there's a lot of guys at, you know, six midfield. And under basically in midfield that I'm like pretty happy starting most weeks.
Yeah, totally.
So, you know, I think I'm leaning Foden right now, despite the double, which also might open up something else if I want to like,
you know, Gvard, baby.
Gvard, fucking Kyle. If Kyle can keep his fucking dick in his pants, yeah, maybe I'll just get Stones back.
Maybe we should
like,
just get Kyle.
How do you like him just immediately putting Stones back in? Where when I got him, when I bought him, he played 90 and then didn't start the next two. And then he started and got hurt. Versus now, he's been hurt and just immediately comes in and plays 90. So annoying.
I think it's a personal vendetta against you.
Yeah, I think probably. That's probably. The most likely.
We should both get Walker in for the double and bench him.
Oh my God. Just to stand with our fellow content creators?
How could we not? Have to.
Oh my God. Fucking hell, bro. It's just insane.
It's the best thing ever.
Fucking salute. Commendatore. We did get some questions about Villa. And Pratyek said, what do we do with our Villa assets, Watkins, Moreno? Does it make sense to dump them for, say, Holland and a random cheap defender? Pictures are great, blah, blah, blah. We covered Ollie. And then Mike said, along the same lines, I want to bring in a Villa defender because of the fixtures to replace Colwill and navigate blank game week 26. Not sure where to go. Going back to Matty Cash seems bad. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I wouldn't go there.
You can't say Matty's Cash is. Don't. He's just trolling. He's looking for a reaction from that. I mean, you're a Alexander Moreno owner. What's your vibe there?
He's so attacking. You watch him and you're just like, yeah, this is the best pick. And then he, you know, own goal. Fucking destroys his nutsack on the post. Nightmare. I mean, Konsa is literally the only guy you could bring in right now. And Dean could be back any second. We have no idea on the status of that. And then Moreno's job is questionable. Longley's awful. and also will lose his job whenever Pau is back. Cash doesn't really have a secure job between him and Diego Carlos and Konsa, Watt, and whatever. And Konsa just starts every game, and he's the same price. So if you, I'm not really going to stump for this, but if you really need, feel like you need a Villa defender, it's,
which is my question. Him. I mean,
yeah. Who actually needs that? I
mean, they're not, what did they have, 5 cleans this year? I mean, they've played 22 games. They have 5. They're just fucking like, well, it's as bad as you could get, basically.
It must be a blank thing. I mean, okay. But like, how many fucking blankers do you have?
Really? I don't know. I mean, they there's played four, NFL four in 26. Teams
blank. I mean, you have Liverpool, Chelsea, Luton, Spurs. So what? You have 1 to 2 Spurs player. You have 2 maybe Liverpool players. You have Palmer. Like, whatever. I just play well, 9 guys.
I
don't know.
I mean, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have like 8 blankers, so I don't know what you're up to.
How?
Who do you have? I have 3 Chelsea.
You have 3 Chelsea? When do you have 3 Chelsea?
I've rock and rolling deep with Chelsea forever. I've had Chukwuemeka as long as I've had Darwin.
Oh, Chuk. I forgot about Chukwuemeka. He's the guy I couldn't remember. I was like, who does he have? Yeah, I was like, surely you don't have a Cuckoo, and I forgot about it.
Yeah, I have Bad Augusto. You know, I'm cooking, dude. I got Poro. I have 2 Liverpool. I've got a fucking shit ton of blank. But I think it's with Villa, though. I mean, we've probably seen at least like 17 of the Villa games this year. I never feel like they're going to keep a clean sheet. I mean, I don't give a fuck who they're playing. Like, what the fixtures, if it's home away? I mean, they are the most prototypical, we will concede at least a goal a game, even if we're rolling the enemy. You know, someone's going to fall down and fuck up on the 88th minute, and they let a goal in. It's just, you know, they're just not a nail-solid-down team, you know? And they have Europe also, right?
Yeah, I think also, you know, you just said they have 5 cleans in 22 games or whatever it was, but like, 2 of those cleans are home Arsenal and home City, where you're never starting them. Like, it doesn't even count, really, for our FPL projections, because no one ever would have started their keeper or defenders in either of those games. So, like, in games that you would have started them, they're 3 and 20.
And, well, one of them was at Chelsea, where you're also not starting them.
You know,
them.
It's just like, they're like, even worse than it looks, because...
Yeah.
You don't know when the fuck the cleans are even coming.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point.
You want, you know, like back in the day, you wanted those teams that were just like Palace have always been that for like 10 years. It's like they clean the good games at home, you know, and like that's what you want from your 4 or 5 center back who is
Dean Henderson says, hold my beer. Not in the Dean Henderson era, but historically.
Not in this era, but like traditionally, that's what you want. And they're just not that. Yeah.
I wanted to, I mean, now that we are touching a little bit on defense, I mean, you know, we were very concerned about Poro with Maddo coming back and taking away some of his set pieces, which, you know, I mean, he was still on half of the corners, right? Yeah. And it did, I missed some, I only watched, like, I was in and out of being able to watch this game live, but it seemed like he was still taking up, like, some decent positions.
Yeah.
But, you know, the progression definitely didn't look like it did in the previous games when they were, you know, devoid of good players, and his, you know, his emphasis in the build-up and the creativity was really there. But, you know, I mean, he's all the way up to 5'9", and he's really just expensive. Messer, Moreno, I never expect them to clean, even with, you know,
Van de Ven and Romero. Worse defense than Villa.
Yeah. I mean, I see him as a problem, but is that just ridiculous or what?
No, I mean, I think I see him as a downgrade from where he was, but not necessarily a problem. I mean, he didn't take half the corners. He took all but one.
Did he? Okay. I thought he was only taking the right, but he was doing the left too.
No, he took 4 out of 5, and the other one was Kulu for some reason, not even Maddo. You know, so like that's a good sign. You know, he could have scored an open play. How many times have we said that about him this season? Even, I mean,
you don't need to utter those words. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that seems like a made up fantasy land, but it's somehow reality that he just keeps almost being in a scoring position. I don't know. But yeah, I still feel like he'll tick attacking returns, occasionally get a lucky clean. And the bonus has been just like what has really carried him, like making a 2-pointer into a 5-pointer is just such a big deal.
Yeah.
For him in like games where they concede 4 and he just gets an assist and gets bonus. It's like, what the fuck? How is he on points right now? But yeah, I mean, he's definitely not like a priority. Like I don't know when this was, probably like early December when I was like, he should be in every team. Like everyone should fucking have him. It's so obvious. He's such a good pick. I don't really believe that to be that true anymore. They also blank in 26, but it's just, I guess in a similar way to Villa, like their cleans are completely unpredictable because most games they're just the bottom 5 defense because of Ange. But like you look at their fixtures, they could luckily clean any of these games. They have no bad, really, really nightmare fixtures until game 33 where they played Newcastle, City, Arsenal, Liverpool in a row. Yeah. And they're at Everton home. Yeah, yeah, Villa's tough, but sure. Like they're not what they were, you know, in November or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, at Everton, home Brighton, home Wolves, home Palace, at Villa, at Fulham, at home Luton, at West Ham, home Forest. It's like any of those games, they could just like the other team misses their one big chance and Spurs get a lucky clean. And then you're really upset you don't have him because he's on an 11-pointer all of a sudden. So I still think he's good. He's not like high on my list to transfer out. I'd rather... Sure. Like we just mentioned, transfer out Foden for my team, but
yeah,
is Porro a buy? So much rather have Trips right now, which I would not have been saying like 6 weeks ago.
Is it Trips? Do we have our Trips back?
Yeah, I mean, just casually gets an assist on a corner, gets 2 bones, the usual, and now they're home Luton, at NFO, home Bournemouth, at Arsenal stuff. Home Wolves, at Chelsea, at Palace, home West Ham, home Everton, at Fulham. Like, yeah. I mean, it's hard because they've only played one decent game. I don't think they were even that good against Villa. I mean, they scored off 2 set pieces and an own goal. But, like, good enough where I'm like, Trips will trick some... Wow, that was a bad sentence. Trips will tick some assists. Tick some bones, probably get some cleans. Like, he's just a much better version of Porro for the next chunk, probably.
I don't know if I'm there.
Too bold?
I think the Joelinton injury is a huge issue.
It's really bad, yeah.
I mean, I get that they have a lot less games from now to the end of season than they did when they were losing every game for a couple months there.
Yeah.
But their squad is horrific. And, you know, now both their strikers are injured. And, you know, they've just... Are they going to be able to have control in midfield? Do they press like they did last year? Like, I'm concerned about the clean sheets. And, you know, are we going to see them really, like... comfortably just 2-0 home Luton, home Bournemouth, home, like I don't see that. You know, I think he's, to me, he's just like an expensive Porro with indirect set pieces and corners instead of just corners. You know?
Right. Yeah. And, I mean, I could be wrong. It just seems like to me that's he's the type of bet I would place if we had like luxury freeze. But as mentioned at the beginning of the pod, I mean, no one has luxury freeze. Everyone's bringing Haaland. Everyone's gonna do a Mo double move or something.
What's up with Mo? Really, what's the deal with Mo?
I don't know. He's hurt. Right. He pulled his hamstring.
But is he someone like posted coming back
on Discord? Or? Someone posted a photo of him on grass. I don't know.
So is it like maybe after the black?
Yeah, or maybe by the double, because originally it was like 3 or 4 weeks.
We don't even know. The double's not even
confirmed, right? Yeah. Let's just call it game week 25, but that's, you know, a little bit over 2 weeks from right now. And when it's around 3-4 weeks from when he got hurt. So that was like the original timeline.
Okay.
Don't know. I mean, there's a chance that we're definitely not bringing in Mo for a while because they, like you said, they blank in 26. So if he's not definitely back, we're not bringing him in.
Yeah.
You know, they've home Man City and game of 28. I mean, who knows, but
okay. But you like Trips.
Yeah, I do. I don't know.
Do you think he's like the second best defender to Trent? Like, does he skyrocket into that stratosphere because the defenders are sort of bleak right now?
I mean, it's hard to go against Gabriel after what he's been doing to me. Arsenal's still going to clean. He's still going to get his head on everything.
I guess it's just they have Liverpool right now, which is like...
Yeah. I mean, it's also hard to go against Connor Bradley, who's just fucking on another level. I mean, he's just the second best right back in the league to Trent. But realistically, I mean, yeah, I think Trips is right up there after those guys. I just don't know if anyone's going to actually bring him in. Maybe wild carders or something. But I'm sitting here with fucking Alex Moreno. I'm like, God damn, wish that was Trips, you know, like,
he's
fine at best. I'm probably starting Moreno again this week at Chef U, but don't really expect much.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Trips is good.
Yeah. Hi, Mask. Who even are the 8 best attackers in the game?
Rich.
Rich, 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 rich. I mean, it's Haaland, Mo, Kevin. Whenever Mo comes back.
I mean, I think Saka's there.
Yeah, probably Saka, probably Palmer, probably Darwin.
I don't think you can go with Palmer looking at their horizon right now.
I know, but I feel like you kind of can't not have him for home Wolves at Palace.
Yeah.
You're asking for it big time.
Yeah. No, you are. I mean, goal and an assist game can happen in both of those games for him.
Yeah.
Chelsea should bounce back and, you know, and Nkunku will probably start, you know, and they're,
Nkunku is fucking legit, by the way.
He's really good.
Every minute he's played, it's just like, oh, he's just as good as we thought he might be game week one.
Yeah. I mean, what about Matto too? Like,
Matto, I mean, he comes another in, good he just, pick.
Yeah, another like he just pick. Gets a fucking stupid, dumb
How
assist.
How many points did he get?
7. But
yeah. Everyone got 7 this week.
Dude, his returns have been fucked up this year. Like, he's in the games he's started, he's gotten 9... 9, 3, 10, 7, 1, 9, 2, 6, 9, 6, 7.
Oh my God.
So he just
Is that 2 blanks or something?
Yeah, he has three blanks. Like, so he's returning like 2 and 3. 2 of every 3 games he's returning. And he's getting decent bonus points.
Where I obviously didn't start with him game week one because I'm a fucking moron who can't get out of his own way. But if you rewind to where we were in preseason, we were both like, he's fucking automatic.
I started
Everyone
with him.
Should have him. You started with him. I didn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's better than Rich to me.
Well, fucking forget about that. Yeah, Rich. Rich is just, I don't know.
I can't
say I recognize the I fact that he's doing a goal scoring strikers role well. I've been saying that for weeks. Like, he's gotten better at being the number 9. He's who we were hoping we were getting game week one right now. He's not good at build up. He's not good at hold up, but he gets shots and he gets chances. But the fact that he's scoring all of them is like, what the fuck? Like, that's the part that I'm just like, come on. Like, you know, that his goal is just a fucking rebound that could have bounced literally anywhere, bounces right to him. It's just like, God damn it. Everything's just going his way right now.
Yeah, it is.
Matto's on 5.8 points per start.
Is that good?
I mean, that's like Kev levels, and he's 7.9. And the only like relevant guys that are, you know, Mo is fucking 7.8 this season, like, ridiculous. Haaland 7.5, Palmer 7.1 with all the pens, Son is 6.8, Kudus and Jota 6.3, 6.2, and then it's Matto. So, I mean, like, among guys that we're all considering, guys that we're all having in our teams, yada, 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 I mean, Matto's, he's like top 5.
Yeah.
Or he has been top 5 so far.
Yeah, good player.
Yeah, should be in thoughts. I mean, I need to look at my team when I do decide what I'm doing with Haaland and whatnot, and see like I think I should have a Mo plan. But like at the same time.
Yeah, I was just thinking about, like, you started mentioning Mo. I was like, God, I forgot about Mo. Like, how are we going to get him back?
7.8 points per start so far this season.
Yeah, I mean, he's really expensive. Like, what are I'm like expensive. Buying Kevin. I'm like,
But then all he knows, I'm like, oh, shit. It might be Kevin.
Oh, my God. I've never seen Kevin.
People will definitely do that move. I mean, Kevin
can't be
was. Kevin. He's a fucking god, obviously, but we also saw that he can just be quiet and get an assist off a free kick like he did against Burnley and, like, do literally nothing in open play.
Well, he almost scored a goal if Foden could play a flat, straight, six-yard pass to him in the box. He was clean. Okay. He would have easily just passed that into the net, and then we're looking at, you know, he had a fucking 15-pointer or whatever. But
yeah.
Other than that one...
But, like, I'm looking at my team, and I'm like, Saka and Ollie.
Yeah.
That's probably my Mo money.
Sure. Saka to Mo feels like that's the thing.
Yeah, between, like, right now, I have four guys that over the course of, like, this week through when Mo comes back, I'll transfer out, which are Jal, Foden, Saka, Ollie.
Sure.
I think I could definitely make Mo and Haaland money out of those because I have 5.4 in the bank still.
Yeah.
But who are the other players going to be is where it gets fucking shady. Because I'm probably looking at like Semenyo and Eze or something. And I'm like, I have to start this person every week unless I want to play Garnacho. So.
Yeah, well, Eze's fine, but
you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yep. No, I don't, for sure. Yeah, I mean, the Palace, it's just every time that Eze and Elisa play together, we're just a completely different team. And, you know, we look like scoring three goals a game whenever they play. And whenever they play together, they both fucking haul absolute tits. So.
Yeah, Elisa, by the way, I was listing points per start. Elisa is the highest in the league. He's 8.6.
Yeah, get in.
That's sustainable.
Yes, it is sustainable. I mean, he only played, you know, six games, but...
8.6 is a 326-point season.
Yeah, he's, like, out for a month, comes back, gets injured again, plays a game, out for a month, you know, but our fixtures, you know, I mean, we talked about it a couple pods ago, right? You know, it's obviously the Chef U home is gone, and they both... got an insane number of points, but at Brighton will probably be bad. You know, KG, low scoring Darb.
I don't know what to make of Brighton after that game.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck was that Luton game?
When we play them, it's not like Darb. Fireworks, but home Chelsea at Everton, home Burnley, Spurs, Luton. Like,
it's there for the taking.
They're both flagged again. You know, don't know what's going on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's both good picks. I mean, Elise's 5'9 and Eze's 6. So
yeah, I mean, I need to really weigh, not just me, pretty much everyone who doesn't have exact money needs to weigh, like, maybe I just do one midfield move this week and then get Haaland in 24 instead of the hit. And as long as you find someone a captain, I mean, there's so many midfielders that are like fun and cool and good fixtures.
Yep.
And Cherry asks, is the resurrection of Jesus the answer to our Arsenal attacker dilemma, if there ever was one? But
Excuse me? We just can't possibly
get Jesus into our forward line right now, and we all have Saka. So,
I mean, it's also just like watch him play, and you're just like, oh my god,
great player, great IRL like, player,
yeah, great. But I feel like from an FPL standpoint, like he's never been worse.
Yeah,
ever and ever watching him,
he's
from
actually
City days, like
very similar to Ollie. It's just like. He's involved, he shoots less, but like team's better. But team's like, better. Yeah, like I expect like an assist or something, you know, in games. But also like
not this iteration of Arsenal though, because they're
Arsenal struggle in open play to do anything, you know, and it's just
for the whole year basically. Yeah. So I think Jesus is very far from being a pick.
Granberg said Bowen's my only attacker to blank this week. Between him and Foden, who should leave my team? That's an interesting one, because I'm down on Foden.
Well, I think the correct answer is both.
Both. You don't want either.
Yeah, you don't want either. I mean, Bowen it's starting to just catch up to him, I think, because he just has been... I mean, he's been maximizing such small opportunity every fucking game for, you know, 12 games in a row sort of a thing.
Yeah.
Scoring that goal in that one chance he got and takes every game. And that just is, doesn't happen. Doesn't get bonus points. So, and he has bad fixtures right now. So
and I think Stryker just continues to be really bad for him. I mean, how pissed would you be if you're Bowen and West Ham just don't buy a Stryker?
Yeah.
I'm like, I mean, what the fuck are we doing, guys? Like, hello? Yeah.
Well, they have Ings, but sure. It's noticeable how much less FPL threatening and dangerous he looks when Antonio's not playing. Antonio is the vacuum of the center backs and of the space for Bowen to fall and find the space.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think you probably want to do Bowen first, but I think both, you know, both are very good options to get rid of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the case for, like, keeping Foden outside of the double is just, like, with so many matches with Champions League 2, it's like, Kev can't possibly start all of these. And they still have... They have 5 league matches in February, and they have Champions League, and I think they have another cup or something like that, too, all mixed in. And there's just no possible way. So there's going to be games, I don't know when or what, you know, it could be a fucking Champions League for all we know, where Foden is back at the 8, back looking amazing, back central. But, like, there's not really that upside with Bowen. You're just hoping that, like, he scores a header.
Yeah, I mean, the upside of Foden, though, kind of is, like, he is Bowen. Because it's not like he's got some brace all over the place.
I think
like,
he
having
does.
These huge shot numbers. I mean, he's so classy and quality.
He was pre-Kev, like, turning that corner, though, I think. Like, he looked like he could brace. Yeah,
like, look at his season return. I mean, you know, it's nothing. It's basically good, but it's nothing... Yeah. To write home about, and we're talking about all these guys. There's like fucking. We haven't even talked about Jota. I mean, like he's just every
incredible.
Game he plays is like, oh yeah, he's gonna at least score a goal. Like worst case is a goal.
No.
And there are just so many options there, but you know, like Matto. I think Matto's really getting really slept on because you know he's also. It feels like to me, right? You expect a return. From him when he starts every game. And with Foden, you're like, oh, I hope he returns. Like, where's he going to play? I'm like,
Yeah.
You know?
Unfortunately, I can't afford... I don't think I could afford Saka to Matto while getting Haaland for Jalv. Nah. I'm like a good 0.8 off that. That would be fucking fun.
Yeah, I mean, I totally wasn't really considering, you know, like, Mo and what's happening there. If that's going to have to be an occurrence in the next couple weeks, like where am I going to go there?
How, where, who, what, where, and why, and how is very
like having Kevin, Mo, Trent.
Like, it's fucking hard.
Calling, like it doesn't add up.
It's fucking hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so we might all be going. I mean, me and you already have Gusto, but like we might all be going.
Back you know, to cheap Brantening defense.
Soon and fucking Van Heck and all this rag. Chris Richards, like who the fuck knows? Because we're going to start those like point ones here and there are going to start adding up. Like I kind of need that for this, need this for that.
Yeah. Well, that's why Poro's like, I mean, I have to do some advance. I need to really sit down and look at my team for a while because I, you know, haven't done it yet. But I mean, maybe for me, Poro down makes a lot of, might make a lot of sense freeing money up in that spot because, you know, my other defense, I have Gab, Gusto, Brandt, and Trent, you know, and I could do a little bit, I could play a little bit more rotation, more of a rotation game, I think, with that.
Yeah. I mean, I was just like, clicking around while you were talking, and like, if I purely make money off of Ali and Poro, meaning, like, I go to fucking non-playing forward and, like, a 4-0 or 3-9 defender. I can afford, you know, Matto, Kev, Mo, Dom, Haaland. But my fifth attacker would be, my current fifth midfielder would be Garnacho.
Yeah, which is light, obviously.
Which is light, but you know, I also have more money to be made in the future with Moreno at five. Yeah. Because my other four defenders would be Moreno, Estupiñán, Gusto, and Trent. But like, that's so many transfers also.
Yeah.
I'm talking about changing.
You can't make nine transfers in 3 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. So this would really have to be a plan to get Mo maybe after the blank or something is what this would have to be. And just, you know, but everything might get accelerated to hits if he is fit and they have a double, which we don't know yet. So we'll have to see about that.
Yep. Yeah, that's fair. Well, I mean, it's also, I mean, not having Judd, but I mean, home Burnley. Oh my God. Like that's eight. That could be eight or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and dude, and Brentham, I mean, I know you mentioned earlier, I think, I don't remember what the context was, but sort of like, oh, I think we were talking about Holland or City, like, oh, it's not a gimme. I mean, kind of is. I mean, I don't know how much reputation Frank is getting from his just historicalness, but they have been one of the worst teams in the league for months. And
it hasn't just been getting going great.
Just getting a striker back isn't going to, you know, all of a sudden turn everything. Like, they're shipping goals, they're losing everywhere. You know, they won a couple home games in the last few months, but I mean, they're just L. I mean, they're just so.
Yeah.
I mean, and for Liverpool not playing
the guys back yet.
Yeah. But like Liverpool playing, you know, home Burnley at Brentham before the blank is like
a lot.
I mean, the Arsenal game.
First, and again, we keep mentioning, but that might be a Brentham and Luton game week.
Yeah.
If that double gets mixed in. So yeah, there's a lot in flux right now, and we have like 24 hours to decide.
Maybe VVD's on the menu.
I mean, Robbo, too. He's going to start starting soon.
Yeah, yeah. Robbo's more expensive than VVD still. hasn't played all year. But
his last game was game week 8. Yeah. Jesus Christ. And then the last thing I think I want to talk about
money,
is just,
but, yeah, it could be
good is just cap. Where are you at on cap? Yeah. Like, where are you now? Do you think you'll go Holland? Because
If I get Holland in, I probably would captain him.
Me too, I think.
If I do Watkins to Holland, I would just go for the differential cap there and hope the rust, he gets the fucking oil cans on his, you know, robotic limbs and the rust just falls off. But
because if you don't, and if I don't, I mean, I'm looking between like Palmer and Ollie. I mean Dom, I guess too, home NFO. I'm not thrilled with any of those.
Yeah, I would probably keep it on Kevin, honestly.
Oh, really? I'm a little worried about it's not a short turnaround, but I'm a little worried about like a 3-4 day. Like, is Kevin starting back to back? Like,
yeah, I mean, he subbed him early.
He
can't keep doing the cotton wool thing. Like, if his hamstring's going to break again, it's going to break. Yeah, they need to win every game. And, you know, going to, you know, Brentham isn't just some joke game where he's going to. I mean, this is the other thing, too, right? With which we conveniently, or I don't know what it is, but he fucking plays the shit out of Kevin when he's available. You know, I mean,
we've never really seen is Kev nailed season Pep's career.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a level of, you know, the fitness needs to be managed. He's not going to do something reckless, but, you know, he plays as many minutes as he can handle as long as Pep's been there, basically. And, you know, so I'm not too worried about him not starting.
We keep mentioning Champions League. That is the joke game.
Yeah.
They have fucking Copenhagen
or something. Yeah. It's actually a symbolic joke.
They're going to win 5-0 in the first leg and play all backups in the second leg, and it doesn't matter at all. Yeah. So it seems like a pileup, maybe more than it actually is.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that's. I'm going to have to think long and hard tomorrow if I'm going to do the Holland move, because there could be other little back avenues that might make more sense for me. Cause dude, I do, like I mentioned earlier, I have so many blankers. Like my shit's fucked. Yeah. Like I have one, wait, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. I have 6 or 7 Oof. Blankers. So, you know, I do want to get starting 7. Yeah. I do want to get like 9 guys out or something. And
yeah, I think 9-ish is okay. Yeah. Yeah. Cap is tough though.
But like Solanke is like today's game was kind of, you know, I know it's away and they do play better at Vitality.
Yeah, it wasn't the type of game where you watch that and you're like, I feel fucking confident capping Dom. I mean, without the Calvin error, he should have probably had 2 assists, but like he didn't really get another goal scoring chance.
Yeah. I mean, he did just hat NFO. So that,
yeah,
you know, that's there away, yeah. And this one's home. So maybe he's in at 6-6, but they're just not good enough. I think the team and him and the, like that whole scenario to captain him is just very loose, very punty.
And
I'm not Ollie feeling that compelled. Palmer there.
Feel a little bit similar. Yeah, similar. To that, you know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you like that Palmer was subbed early, you know, I mean, it was a few minutes, but, you know, clearly well, he was like, okay, this game's over. And
yeah, he did not play against Liverpool. There's no proof that he was actually ever on the pitch. I mean, it was rough one for him.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, to me also with Palmer is like, he could be a sell soon.
I think City soon.
Before the blank. I mean, yeah, you know, City, we have to see because
blank. Brentford, Newcastle, Arsenal, which may or may not happen also. I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to get into that. But yeah, I mean, that's a rough like 5 there.
Yeah. I mean, the issue more with him is that he's so cheap. You know, I mean, you're not, and we are going to need money that, you know, where are you going to really go from him? But there's
that's anywhere near his quality, really.
Well, you could eke 0.4 or something to get Olise, could be something. Cause you know, the fixtures for Olise are, you know, better. They kind of alternately coincide well.
Yeah.
I mean, Olise you can't say fit, but even Eze like 6, but like if they're both fit and we're playing, if they're both fit, like they're both such good picks. So
yeah,
I don't know because Palmer's like, it's the thing with Palmer that's so frustrating is that we don't know how he's going to be deployed. And, you know, we saw him invisible in the beginning of the game because he's playing, you know, he just can't get involved in the game against a better team. But then he's starting to play really well and influence the game for like a 20-minute period in the second half. But he's dropping in. It's like 8, you know, to try and just get the ball. And he's just so deep, you know. And, you know, it is tough with him too, because outside of the pens, I mean, his returns are still good, but he's just gotten so many pens.
I think Gordon is a real pick too. I mean, yeah, I've been on him a lot for early in the season. Yeah. Their attacking numbers really haven't been that bad, even in
the losing. But he's going to have to play striker now, isn't he?
Yeah, no, that's not bad. Ideal. Actual but bad. Callum should be back soon, and it doesn't seem like Isak might be that fucked. But we don't really know, and we will never know. But yeah, I don't know, man. Cap.
Okay.
I mean, Newcastle.
What are you looking at too? For Cap?
Yeah, I mean, I said like it'll probably be either Holland, Palmer, or Ollie for me. I think
Ollie's just terrifying away. Like,
oh my god, you're staring yourself in the mirror. They're on 64th minute. Villa's up 1-0. He's not involved. You're like, what did I do? What am it's I
too,
doing?
Yeah, that one is a little, that's a step too far. I don't like the Ollie shout there. Really,
Palmer, you always have the little bit of a chance of maybe fucking someone will do something really dumb and get a pen. You know, Wolves are full of fucking manic players.
If I could see people being really between
really upgrades him, I think a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it's someone to pass to that's not N.Jackson, I guess. It's which a is striker, a huge, too. Yeah, it's a striker.
No, but honestly, like, you're shitting on Jackson. They need him so badly. Like, well, compared to Broge or no striker against Liverpool, well, Nico's actually fucking good.
But he's actually not good. He's good compared to nobody, but he's not actually good. Like, Nkuku's actually good.
Actually very good, but I think Nkuku's even better. But I think
between Solanke and Palmer, though, I mean, it's hard for me to pick Palmer over Dom in that. I think that's, yeah. I mean, well, they're both home, but I think NFO is a little bit more at sea than Wolves are. And
the thing with Wolves is they're really hard to predict because sometimes they just like play up to the competition and just
6-4-0.
Yeah, like they play up to the competition. They could just outplay Chelsea. Like I would not be surprised at all. But I also said that today, and Man United scored 4. Yeah. Whereas like NFO are just awful.
Yeah.
They're a fucking awful team with a brainless manager. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although they have new keeper. New keeper bounce.
Did they get somebody?
Yeah, they got Sells, a former Carl Darlow backup.
Who?
Seems good. Sells or whatever. S-E-L-S, I think is his name. But he was on Newcastle like, I don't know, 7-8 years ago or something. Lost his spot to Carl Darlow. Never forget.
I don't know who this NFO is. I mean, they were trying to buy everyone, but yeah.
NFO is what else just is buys multiple keepers every window, it feels like. So I don't know what they're doing.
Reyna, 5 million mid for NFO. Straight in. Palmer to Reyna. That's the move.
That's America. The guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tough, man. Tough. I hate a short turnaround, but we, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you can only play the cards we're dealt.
Anything else we got here? Or what are we doing here?
That's it. Let me slap ass.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you hear? Well, last thing. I know my life, but did you hear this news out of Liverpool that Klopp's not returning?
I heard.
Did you hear that?
I heard.
What do you think
I'm upset
about,
it.
What do you think about that, big dog?
Love the guy. Love watching this team, his teams. But, yeah, you know, it's what it is. I have faith they'll find someone good. I just hope they don't go for someone who's, I don't know, like, I don't watch Bundesliga and shit, but everyone's saying Xabi. But, like, everything I've read is, like, he plays the slowest Arteta possession nightmare boring shit. If you play that kind of football, you basically have to win trophies or it was a nightmare rooting for your team every week. And I hate that.
Yeah.
Whereas like when you have someone like Klopp, every week is just a fucking delight, winning or losing. Yeah. Every day of him being the manager has just been a delight and they've won trophies. I'd rather them just like go, like I'd rather Deserby than someone who's like normal. Like I want a fucking psycho. So I hope they get a fucking psycho because it's fun. And ultimately, this is entertainment for me.
Yeah. I mean, Deserves.
Not having a good audition.
I don't know. He has had he's had a very difficult situation to deal with. Really? But, I mean, tough, he would make really sense tough. From that standpoint of, you know, they like having a guy that's going to be, someone to build around. And you could imagine him being there for, you know, at least 5 years kind of thing. But, you know, someone who I was thinking, though, that does have some unfinished business. Brudge.
I would shoot myself in the actual fucking face. I actually would not come back from Taiwan if that happened. I would just fucking move here. I'm just speaking Mandarin in like 2 weeks. I'm like, what's Liverpool? I've never even heard of that.
He could bring Shelby back, bomb McAllister out. You know, just
if they hire Brodge, I'm signing up for Fantasy Six Nations, Fantasy Darts, and Fantasy Cricket, and I'm ending the pod. I'm standing with
you're
our
turning
fucking
into a content creator.
I stand. fucking Brodge. Like, I would rather Nagelsmann than someone normal.
Is there any chance that they could swoop and turn Ange's head? Because Ange would be
He's just.
Do you think he's set at Spurs? He's too tactically.
I think he's happy there, and I also think I think there's a lot of holes. Like
there's more.
I look
than a
at
lot,
them as
but
like
it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It is fun. But, like, I don't know if it's actually sustainable success.
It's not
going to
win Champions League trophies. We know that.
Yeah, and so I'm not that high on that. But I don't know. I'm sure there's a chance. I'm sure he's on. I don't have, like, the betting lines up. I'm sure he's on the list.
I mean, are you worried about the back? I mean, it's, I know you guys recruited very well and bought many players this, but like the sporting director, like Linders is leaving the sporting director. It's like, they're trying to get Edwards back. It's like, leaving. What the fuck is happening?
I hope they do bring Edwards back because.
No, he said he doesn't want to. He said no.
Oh, he said no. Okay. Yeah, well, like, yeah. Cause most of the backroom staff, I think, has basically been held together. Most of the like scouting and like those people. And I do agree with Grace Robertson, really smart. Everyone should read her work, that like they should probably decide on the style and they should probably hire a sporting director before they decide which manager. Because
it makes sense.
I mean, like, you look at the teams that don't do that, right? You look at Man United, you look at, honestly, Spurs before Paratici, like all these, and Chelsea. They all, it takes fucking so many years to turn around the team, to get the guys that fit the system, blah, blah, blah.
You need several successive transfer windows and with everyone paddling in the same direction throughout.
Exactly. Right? You need transfer windows of like, no, we're playing high press 4-3-3, whatever you decide is the best type of football. We're playing Arteta hardcore. Everyone has to be a 10 out of 10 in possession kind of team. Then you have a plan for if they're not the guy, which is very likely, it's hard to find good managers. You have, okay, that didn't work out, but we have good players, we have a good plan in place, and we have a something installed for the next guy. I think that's really important. So,
yeah,
I mean, it's really interesting. You know, they've won literally every trophy that is winnable since Klopp. And so, like, I just feel very satisfied. I've had no time in my life was a team that I support ever remotely close to as good as Klopp's Liverpool. You know this, all our fucking New York teams. And Mets make the World Series one time, I'm fucking losing my mind.
Yeah.
You know, so I just feel like...
You're playing with
money. Wow, this is crazy. You know, turning the page. Nuts. Yeah. Like, but I'm also more excited. I think, like, if it had been more turmoil or, you know, just not winning stuff, whatever, I'd be like, fucking hell, you know, like, you can't leave us now. Like, well, but he's just like a normal, great guy. He's like, they asked him what he wants to do. He's like, I want to see the world. I'm like, yeah, me too, man. Like, working sucks. Like, obviously, it's great. Just like, go do whatever you want. Go have fun.
All the best. It'll be interesting. I mean, it's going to be some intense managerial carousel action going on this summer.
Oh my god, the rumors are just going to be never ending. Who's going where? I mean, Xavi leaving. I think there's other big jobs available. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah,
Zizou. Raj. Oh my god, I'm in on Zizou.
Stevie G.
Stevie G. Not in on Stevie G. Shockingly.
Dean Smith, Stevie G, two-headed monster. Co-managers.
What could go wrong?
Nothing. Profit. All right, babe.
All right, dude. Three new signups since you and me last potted. Three new anus slaps. I hope there's some more anus slaps next pod because of the cup, so we'll see about that. But Giannis, Daniel Salon, Christopher. Yes, baby, get in there. And that is about it. Deadline very soon. Any last words?
Tomorrow's a big day. I'll see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow's a huge FPL
Are we streaming
day.
Tomorrow?
Oh, fuck, dude. I can't fucking do it. Unless we move the normal time, I can't do it here at that time. Because normal time...
fucking awake and no the fuck...
In New York.
In normal time in Taiwan is none of our listeners are there.
No, I know. I'm saying that I might not be able to participate. I mean, maybe 1 a.m., I guess... Our normal time is, what, Friday noon Eastern? So I could do 1 a.m. tonight.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, it's not great. And I'll probably have to speak softly.
Okay. I mean, I could also just do it by myself again. It was terrible, but I think it was funny and fun.
If they liked it, then do it solo. If not, I don't know.
All right. Well, let's talk about it after we... Because we have to set it up and shit, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just tell me what to do. If you want me to set it up for you, I'll set it up. But I don't think I can do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Unless I did a really rogue, just like pre-actual deadline live stream. Like, you'll be asleep. Everyone in America will be asleep, but it'll be for, like, the UK, and it'll be all for non-American live stream times.
Yeah, you could do. Could do.
Because I'll be up.
We'll discuss further.
All right, bro. Check us out at fmlpl.com. Follow us on Twitter at fmlpl. Support us at patreon.com/fmlpl. Subscribe, rate, review. Cheers.
Sports Social Podcast Network.